Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about, I think, something that it seems like people get prone to off and on, which is comparing yourself to other founders, other companies, other businesses, other people even.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And I think this is just a topic that we haven't talked about that we wanted to talk about. So, Stelly, take it away. What's the thesis here? What are we trying to say?
Well, I think in one word, we want to say stop. Stop comparing yourself to others. And there's some beautiful quote. I tried to look it up real quickly, but I couldn't. But somebody can tweet that at me. There's probably a bunch of great quotes around the evils of comparing yourself to others. But this one particularly eloquent one around kind of the source of all unhappiness, or the source of a lot of unhappiness, is really defined at us as humans comparing ourselves to others. Right, and with others. And that goes for founders, and that goes for startups in general. Like startups just going, oh, this other startup is much hotter than our, you know, than the company that we are working for or whatever. And so maybe we'll break down why, at least my thesis or my opinion, is that it's not helpful to constantly be comparing yourself with others, and why it's not helpful and what to do instead. But I'd love to hear, I don't think you disagree, but and I'd be shocked if you did, but I'm curious, would you agree with that? Did you give advice to others not to compare themselves with other founders or other startups? And is that even a problem? Or do you feel like most founders and startups are very, it's a hypothetical question, a rhetorical one, but have you gotten the sense that founders don't have this problem? Because I for sure haven't.
I think founders do have this problem. I think it's easy to like go out there on social media or read TechCrunch or any other news article, news site, and be like, oh, they're doing great, I'm not, right? Mm-hmm. Or I'm doing great, they're not. And what we forget is like we're individuals, we have our own journey, and that's what's important, which is what's your journey? Like how are you doing on your journey? Not like, you know, how are you doing compared to somebody else? It is true that the greatest source of pain is when you start looking at other people and things outside yourself, outside your business, outside of your control, and start comparing to them. I think that that's definitely something that I would recommend people really look into themselves, like, and find out, well, are you actually doing something that's related to what you should be doing? Or are you just doing things because it started with a comparison of what other people are doing?
Yeah, and I think that comes back to the theme that we've talked about many, many times on the podcast of like founder self-awareness, right? Like really, truly knowing who you are so that you know who you might want to become. But in the process, I know that, you know, I for sure, when I started as a kind of, when I started as an entrepreneur, all I did was I seeked out stories of successful entrepreneurs. I try to have these, like, I was drawn towards having these idols, and then I wanted to be like them, right? And I remember one particularly bad idea of mine, which is one that, you know, during those years I saw countless other founders do. So when I moved to the Bay Area from Europe in 2007, Steve Jobs was at the height of his hype, right? And kind of being admired as the kind of best founder, most amazing CEO and all that. And I remember, like, I would just consume any and every information about him. And there was a certain sense that I needed to be more like that. So the first startup that I did in the Bay Area, I tried to be a product visionary. And I didn't go as far as dressing like him. That was too dorky even for me. Like that seemed like a really bad idea. Although a lot of people, or a good amount of people in Silicon Valley, were not too good for that, and just like walking around, obviously looking like Steve Jobs. But I remember I tried to emulate him in the way that I was communicating, whether it was giving demos or presenting. And I remember distinctly that I was putting this massive pressure on myself to be, I don't know, this like technology visionary or something, product visionary, which I'm not. It's not my strength and not my personality. And it took a long time for me to find out who I truly am and to accept. You know, self-awareness only works if you also then have a certain level of self-acceptance. And I find that you need self-awareness and self-acceptance to get to self-improvement, right? If you don't have step one and step two, you can get to step three. And it took me a while to really understand who I was and to be okay with it, to then be able to evolve and improve in a way that was natural to me and good for me. And when I look at many, many founders, and I mean, this is a human problem, but if we scale it down to founders, many founders are just so insecure about who they truly are and are clinging for certainty and confidence outside of themselves. So the most natural thing to do is to just look at who seems to be the most successful founder and just try to copy what they do, try to be like them in the hope that that's going to A, make you successful, and B, make you happy. And most people, that way, most people will live a life where they accomplish neither of those two things. Neither are they going to become that successful. And even if they are, they're not going to find their happiness, because you don't know. Like, if you don't know what truly, who you truly are, you don't know what makes you happy. So you're chasing these things based on an external world that in most cases, people find out afterwards that, shit, now I accomplished this thing that other people thought was amazing. And now that I have it, I realize I hate it. I don't like it. And it doesn't make me happy. And that's even more depressing than not getting there in the first place, is getting to where you wanted to be and realizing you don't want to be there, right? So I think that that's both a strategy that leads founders to optimizing for all the wrong things in the way they build their companies. And for that, with that, bringing a lot of failure with it because it's not authentic to them. And then the ones that succeed despite it not being authentic to them, with kind of just copying what other people do, they seem to, you never know, but they do seem to live pretty unhappy lives and unfulfilled lives, even with some monetary success or something like that.
Yeah. I think it's fascinating, right? We're always constantly looking at other people, looking at the outside world. And I think it's really important to understand what you're getting inspired by versus what you're imitating, and what you're taking from other people's experiences, or at least your perception of them. Because I think another point here that I would make is that you don't really know what someone else is going through, no matter who that is. Yeah. Right? Oftentimes you don't even know what your significant other is going through, really. Mm. You're not them. You're not in their heads. You don't know. And you know, I think a big thing is really just about thinking through what are the things that you are basically using to make decisions in your own life and act and take action in your own life. And are those things from you, something you actually truly care about or matters to you? Or are they just imitations? Pure imitation of just what you think is right based on what someone else is doing or someone else did, or your perception of how someone else is doing or what they did. And this is like something that I see a lot of folks spend too much energy worrying about other people and other people's stuff, other people's successes, other people's failures, other people's anything instead of your own. And that's, I think, the big point here, which is like, go find a way to focus on yourself. Find a way to focus on what you're doing, your own needs, your own business. And don't worry so much about someone else's anything, because it's not going to help you as much as you might think so in the moment. In fact, you're probably getting distracted when you start thinking too much about other people versus yourself.
Beautiful. Couldn't be said any better. So we'll wrap this episode up with this. Don't compare yourself to others. Compare yourself with your former self. You should always be in competition with your former self and try to get better every day. But really looking at others and what they project externally as their life and their success, I mean, comparing other people's external impressions with your internal world is just a recipe for disaster. And, you know, inspiration is good. You know, getting some drive, feeling inspired when you read a beautiful story.